Hey. Good morning to everyone. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. How's everybody doing? God is good. God is good, isn't he? He's good. And we thank him for blessing us to be here today. If you're visiting with us, you are truly our honored guest. Thank you for being a part of our fellowship. If you're watching by way of television, thank you for tuning in this morning. If you're watching by way of live stream, bless you. If you're in the hospital bed, or if you're just at home incapacitated, or you maybe even you come into the second service and you're just watching us this morning, getting ready to come to the Lord's house, we want to greet you also and pray God's blessings on you this morning. Let's sing a verse of a song. God has smiled on me. I believe that he has set me free. Who am I? God, yes. Oh, yes, he smiled on me. Yes, he's been good. God's been good to you? Yes, it was amazing. Ooh, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Who will I once? Oh, yes, but now I'm. His was blind. I see. It's all because my God. Ooh, yes, he smiled. I believe that he has set me free. Oh, well, my God. Oh, yes, he smiled on me. He's been to me. Amen, amen. I've entitled the lesson this morning, The Baptized Believer's Path. The Baptized Believer's Path. This week I was studying and I was jotting quite a few notes, so reading a few passages. When an individual is baptized, he or she becomes a member of the Lord's church. When an individual is baptized according to the scriptures, they become a member of the Lord's church. You actually become a member of a local congregation. We don't get baptized and just float out there somewhere. Amen. Amen. Literally what happens is you become enrolled in writing by God in heaven. Maybe someone here this morning and you're still in the searching mode, and that's okay. But I know there are many baptized believers, and I said baptized believers to distinguish from those who just believe. Amen. Because there are individuals who have a measure of belief, but that belief is not strong enough, is not strong enough to drive them to obey God's commandments. And there is a difference. James 2:19 says the devils believe and tremble. But you and I both know the devils don't obey God. Matter of fact, they defy God. But Acts 2:47 says God adds to the church daily such as should be saved. Remember, God adds to the church. And I hope this is encouragement for those of us who have been baptized. Because we need to realize what we really have. God adds us. Thank the Lord that none of you add me and I don't add you. You know how we act, don't you? We just have our friends enrolled in the church. Yeah, according to the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and 27, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's a book that's not on earth. It's God has that book. You know, those of you that's that's baptized here at the Fifth Ward Church, your name is added to our roster, our local roster. Most of our members should have the identification card that we give out, or you fill out the white cards, and we are very, very close to working out all the kinks to our scan system, and hopefully you are participating in that and scanning in when you come in, because there's a reason we ask you to do that, because you're a member of this local body. Listen to the Bible in Romans chapter 16, verse 1. Listen to the Bible. I commend you to our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea. Phoebe was baptized, but she was a member, a local member at the church in Cenchrea. Although she's taking letters to the Roman church, she was a member. One of the greatest compliments that can be made about any baptized believer is that you're a servant of the church. It just means that you have committed your life to serving. And we say a servant of the church, we mean a servant of Jesus Christ. And you've committed your life to a local body. And you've committed to serving in that local body of Christ. Listen to Acts chapter 11, verse 22. Acts 11, 22. The news about them reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, that local church that's at Jerusalem, and they sent for Barnabas, and they sent Barnabas off to Antioch. This local church at Jerusalem. We are the local church here in Fifth Ward, and I know that there are many, many churches, and we'll talk about that in just a second. There are many, many different churches, but when you are baptized, know this: that you're baptized to be accountable to a local church. You're also baptized into the universal church. The universal church. That means that the church is bigger than the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. There are churches in the city of Houston. There are churches in other cities in the United States of America. There are churches all across this country. And we need to be aware and know that we are part of something bigger than us here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. We are part of the local, the universal church. Listen to the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse number 2, 1 Corinthians 1, 2. To the church of God, which is at Corinth. To those who have been noticed, to the local church, which is at Corinth. To those who've been baptized in Christ, saints by calling. Then it goes on to say, with all who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus, their Lord and our Lord. Not only to the church at Corinth, but to the churches, to the saints by calling all over this land who follow the same doctrine. Listen to 1 Corinthians 4:17. 1 Corinthians 4:17. For this reason, I've sent you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. And he will remind you of my ways which are in Christ, just as I teach everywhere in every church. See, we are a member of a local body of Christ, but it is God's intention that all local bodies of Christ teach the same doctrine. That's God's intention. It's plain in the Bible. Brother Gary, that's not what happens. That's God's intention. And any gospel preacher that's worth its salt, that studies the Bible, should be teaching that when he preaches. All the individuals, all the churches are not all doing the same thing. So now notice this. Romans chapter 12 and verse 5. Romans 12:5. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. And we're trying to tie this in because sometimes, you know, here at the Fifth Ward Church, we baptize several members every year. Right now, we've already baptized over 75 individuals, new individuals that have been baptized into Christ. Over 47 people have placed membership this year at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. For the past six years or so, we have added at least 130 new individuals that have been added to this local body of Christ. But some of them fall away for whatever reason. Some of them stop coming. Some of them just get discouraged and leave. And I hope they realize what they are part of. Because our names have been enrolled in heaven by God. God has added us on the roll in heaven. Now, sometimes when we're keeping our attendance across, we're keeping on the computer. Sometimes we make some slip ups. Sometimes we miss marking somebody else. Sometimes you forget to scan in. But God's roll is the same. God has every name on that roll. Do you realize that your name, your person, is known by God? You need to keep your name on God's roll. You need to keep your name written in the Lamb's book of life. Notice this. And as long as you are, you have your health and your strength, you need to keep yourself faithful to whatever local body of Christ you are in. Amen, somebody. Some of us, see, when you realize what you have and when you realize what you're part of, you won't be hitting and missing, signing up, checking in, keeping up, being accountable to the local church that you are a member of. Mm. See, we're not only members, we're not only one body, but we are members one of another. That means that you're not, notice what else the Bible says. We're not a member by ourselves. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 14. For the body is not one member, but many members. I know some churches are bigger than others, and that's okay. But the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am. Amen. Right in the midst of them. And so not only is our name written in heaven, not only are we on the roll in heaven, we are also to be accountable to one another. Yeah, so when you gone, when I'm gone, somebody in the body ought to miss me. Somebody ought to know when my hand is missing. Somebody ought to know when the foot is missing. Lord have mercy. Yeah, it's called the churches of Christ in Romans 16 and 16. Yeah. It's called the church of the firstborn in Hebrews 12 and verse 23. It's called the church of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 13. And other places in the Bible, it's called the church of God. It's called the church of the firstborn. It's called the kingdom of his dear son, Colossians 1 and verse 13. That's what the church is identified. The names of churches identified in the Bible. Salute one another with a holy kiss, the churches of Christ. Salute. We're talking about baptized believers in the Bible and their membership and their local membership. The church at Thessalonica, the church at Corinth, the church in Galatia, the church at Ephesus, the church of Jerusalem. Notice this, it's called the church. The Bible calls it the church because there was only one church in the New Testament that's mentioned in the Bible. And so when we become baptized according to the word of God, we become members of that church that you can read about in your Bible. And so if you have not been baptized into Jesus Christ, according to Galatians chapter 3:27, for as many as have been baptized into Christ, have clothed or put on Christ. And so that's my admonition. That is our invitation for someone today who needs to be baptized into Jesus Christ. Because according to the scripture, if you haven't been baptized, now I'm not saying that baptism is everything, but it is what puts us into Jesus Christ. And see, yes, without faith it's impossible to please God. You must repent of your sins. You must confess Christ. You heard the word. You believe it with all your heart. But why you do all of that and won't be baptized? Amen. Because baptism is what clothes us with Christ. Now, so what are you saying, brother? I'm saying if you're not baptized, your name is not written in heaven. If you're not baptized, you're not a you. And that we have members that have been visiting here for a long time. And I'm not calling anybody out, but you've been visiting for a long time. You've heard the word. You've heard what's I want to own as Paul was at my. Why tarrieth thou? What are you waiting on? He says, arise and be baptized for the forgiveness of all your sins. A lot of wonderful events happen when a person is baptized. The angels in heaven rejoice over one. Just one. And so we have baptism of clothing for men and women. We have a headscarf, a cap for women so they don't get their hair all messed up. Although you do sometimes get it messed up with that cap. But we have water. The brothers take good care of this water. It looks clean. Look like they just cleaned it this week. The water is ready, and the water is even warm. Is it warm? Can I say it's warm, brothers? One brother say close. Yeah. That's somebody. I know this is the 8 o'clock service. I know this is most individuals that are members of the body, but not everybody. You know, not everybody. But Gary, I'm nervous. So how many of you were nervous when you got baptized? You were nervous. You're not by yourself. If you need somebody to come down, walk with you. We'll walk with you. Won't we walk with them? Sister, walk with a brother. Brother, walk with you. But Brother Gary, I'm old. That's all right. We baptized a brother and sister Thomas. We baptized them at a pool at a hotel because Sister Thomas is very, very ill. Very ill. But you know what was on her mind? I need to get baptized. And Sister Thomas, I know is over 75 years old, and her husband, and they were baptized into Jesus Christ because they want to go to heaven. Yeah, they want to go to heaven. And I know you want to go to heaven too, don't you? Yeah, and so we hope someone today will be baptized. You don't have to wait till I finish to come down here. If you don't, you can walk down here right now and we'll baptize you, won't we? We'll baptize you. Matter of fact, that's a good way for me to cut my sermon off real short. Somebody cheering, please come on, please get baptized right now. Yeah, but we'll baptize you. It's that important to us. Is that important to God? One soul is important to God. Amen. You know, that's why we didn't come here just to shake hands and see each other and for you to see my hat and the suit I have on. That's not why we came here. Amen. We came to worship and praise our great God in heaven and always extend the invitation to anybody who will notice this. And we want to teach it just like they taught in the Bible. Nothing more. You won't hear me to say, well, Brother Gary, can I wait 5 weeks to get baptized? Not if you want to be saved today. Amen. So the way they did it in the Bible on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people got baptized the same day. Wasn't that a sense of urgency? Amen. The Ethiopian eunuch, he'd been taught the word of God, and he was riding in a chair, and he said, hey, see, here's water. What's stopping me from being baptized? Now, I want to do it right now. Amen. So you can come on down. You can come on down right now. Amen. Yeah, I have a long lesson. And I'm going to stop at the appropriate time because I want to talk about the believer's path. I'm preaching tonight, too, so I'll finish it tonight. But I was talking about the baptized believer's path, plight. But you need to be in Christ first. You got to be in Christ Jesus. Is this sister want to be baptized? Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord. 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 We were some of you saints that's been here a long time. We worshiping the Lord. We worshiping the Lord. What's your name? Stella. Stella. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son? Give me that microphone. Is the Son of God.
Yes, I do believe.
She said she believes. Based on your confession, we're going to baptize you in water for the remission of all of your sins.
Your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you serve God until you die. Amen. And if you be faithful unto death, you get a crown of life. The sister's going to take you right back there. Right there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me say this. I know those of us have been in the church a long time. That might be a little brigade. I don't know about that. God knows about it. See, because you don't ever know, we don't know when God will come. And some individuals barely get here. I talk to some people sometimes, they'll send a number of guys, I was trying to make it to church, and I was at work, and they called me in. I wanted to be there. Somebody that's watching by way of television, right? You don't know what people are going through. One sister called me one time. She said, "Bro Gary, please pray for my boy. My boy need the Lord in his life." Amen. And she was watching by way of television, and she was trying to get him to watch. And he sat down for a minute, and he started crying as he was watching our program. And she called me. She said, "Bro Gary, I need you to talk to my boy. He's getting in so much trouble. He has no direction, no to see." And so we did talk. He didn't get baptized, but we talked. I don't know if they're watching right now, but you know what? Some things you need to do while you have the time. Some see, because the same person can be watching right now. Something distract them, and the word of God races right out of their heart. Amen. The devil gets busy with them. Let me do this before while they are preparing. While they're preparing. See, the baptized believer's plight, path, is not exempt from trials. It's not exempt from suffering. And I don't want you to think that. And that's one of the issues. I think that's one of the issues that many of our members fall away. And I want to speak to the baptized believers suffering. But listen to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 19. 1 Peter 2, 19. "For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience toward God." I'm reading from the New American Standard Translation. "For the sake of conscience toward God, or for the sake of maintaining a right relationship with God." Amen. He said, he's definitely talking to the believer. He says, "This finds favor, if for the sake of maintaining a right relationship with God, a person bears under sorrows when suffering unjustly." First of all, even those of us as Christians, we suffer. Amen. Trials in this life, don't we? Yes. Yeah. And I know I'm speaking to the right group. And I'll tell you, suffering is something else. Yes. We might as well. Suffering. And we suffer in many ways. Amen. In many ways. Some of us in here right now, our bodies are suffering. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, we have aches and pains. And I'm telling you, if you in here right now and you feeling good and you have no aches and pains, well, that's amazing. That was a time I didn't think about my health. You just go on about your day and do what you need to do and just trying to hurry up and get through it. But when you get to the age or get to the time where you can't hardly get up in the morning, and before you get up, you thinking about what you got to take, and, well, I better eat something before I take this. And sometimes you take something for, did I take this? And forgot what I took, and your toe hurting, and your finger hurting, and your eye hurting, and your eyebrow is hurting. I'm telling you, pain to make a child out you. So our bodies. This young lady that's getting baptized, we got to encourage her. Amen. We got to encourage her. See, we got to encourage her because we don't want her to think that life is just going to lay down. No, it don't happen that way. And then, because, see, and I say it because even though some of us may be contemplating, see, don't get baptized saying, yeah, because I want everything to go right now. That's not the reason. You get baptized to obey God. Amen. Obey His. Now, God going to bless you. You have spiritual blessings like no other, but when you're going through some things and you're patient and you stay under the suffering because you want to maintain a right relationship with God. Now notice this. This is the tough part. It's when things happen that you have no control about. You see, why is this happening to me? He says it happens to you unjustly. And he said, but for the believer, bro, I thought when you become a Christian that you thought wrong. No, that's not. We live in a broken world. We live in a world of sin. We live in a world of evil. We live in a world where there are consequences for what we do. We live in a world for people that's evil, and you can analyze it, you can psychoanalyze it, and try to decide why they're evil, but they're just evil. Amen. Some folks just want to cause pain because they like to see other people in pain. Amen. Lord have mercy. I hope you're not married to nobody like that. I do. We in the church. I know some people, would you believe? I know you're not in here this morning. But would you believe, even in the Lord's church, some people get baptized for the wrong reason. Some people want to put their foot on you and they want to be in total control of everything, and they are not listening to nothing God is telling them. Okay, you shouldn't say that. If the shoe fit, wear. If it's not you, don't worry about it. But you know what? If it is you, shame on you. For treating somebody harshly, shame on you. And God gonna take care of all of that. But when you in it, now this is what God says to the believer. He says, bear under. Now notice this. What are you saying? See, because your mate is unfaithful, it's unjust, it's not a license for you to be unfaithful. Your mate is unfaithful. What you need to do is stay faithful. Amen. Y'all ready? I'm ready, ain't it? You ready? We ready. Amen. Amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yeah. Oh, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is thy flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is thy flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Take your time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Now that haven't happened in a long time. I don't know if it's ever happened. It probably has happened before, but isn't God good? Yeah, see, if I would have finished this lesson, she might have not got baptized. So God is in control. The believer does not live eye for eye, two for two. The believer who's going through some trials, who's going through some pains, who's going through some suffering, does not do wrong for wrong. Amen. Help us, Lord Jesus. Just because your boss is rude don't mean you don't do your job. I better not say raise your hand if you got a rude boss. But most of us, if we're an adult in our lifetime, we've had some bosses who've leaned on us the wrong way. But as a child of God, you don't go steal from the company because your boss is rude. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, they that finds favor with God, for conscience sake toward God, to remain in a right relationship with God, they stay under, notice, they stay under patiently as they go through. I need to read another passage for some of us. We need some help with this one. See, this is in the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. This, I read 19. For what credit is there if when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? See, if you're doing wrong and you're suffering and you're going through something, there ain't no credit for you. Not from God. But listen what it says. But when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it. This finds favor with God. Oh, help us, Lord Jesus. We're talking about the believer's back. See, because the baptized believer with God, God is always trying to reach somebody for him. God does not want us to do eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. See, God don't want, because somebody lied on you, you go lie on them. Because God even wants that liar to come to Christ. And a lot of times the only way they're going to see Christ is through us. Amen. These talk shows come on TV, or reality shows come on TV. You know what? I'm telling you, I got to admit, I watched one night. I'm telling you, it was a shame. I'm not going to even tell you which one I watched. You probably watching it, huh? It's a shame. It's a shame how the morals that they are teaching. You know, somebody do something to you. It's coming back, and it's just back and forth and back and forth. Relationships are ruined. Listen to what else the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. Speaking of Jesus. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. See, for the baptized believer, it takes some patience to live in this life. Because God don't want you to fight every battle. God don't want you to God don't want you to take matters. If we try to take matters into our own hands, when somebody either talked about us, somebody lied on us, somebody cheated on us, somebody misused us, somebody stole, if we had to go and try to fight every battle, Lord have mercy, we'd be a fighting soul. But guess who sees all? This one we need some patience. This one we need some patience. Because, but see, it takes a lot of energy to engage somebody in arguing all day long. It takes a lot of time. It even takes resources to do that. And Jesus, his example for us, when Jesus was on his mission, he let nothing take him off his mission. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. Listen to this. For it is better, if God should will it so, Lord have mercy, that you suffer for doing what is right rather than doing what is wrong. He says to the believer, he says, it's better. This is part, another part we need to pray about. If God will it to be so. See, some things God just allows to happen. He does. And a lot of times we don't know all the reason why. Why is it that some children are born with special needs? And we have parents in here who have special needs children. And I'm telling you, see, some of y'all couldn't handle it. I say some of y'all, I don't know if I can handle it. If you have a healthy baby that's born, you need to say praise the Lord. If you got a healthy grandbaby, you need to say praise the Lord. Why, as a child of God, as a Christian, though, Brother Gary, why would this Lord put this burden on me?
Amen.
Some answers the preacher don't have. But if God wills it to be so,
amen,
and this is your plight, this is your burden, we encourage you to do what's right. To stay in the will of God. And you know, this is easier said than done. See, some of us, we've been spoiled. Some of us spoiled. And you better quit whining so much.
Amen.
You better quit whining so much. See, now but you see, you never know how God is working in our lives, because the same individual that has this burden, has this God has allowed this, God, and we have so many examples here at the Lord's Church. There are so many here right now who are taking care of their loved ones, who have a sick spouse, who have a sick relative. Praise the Lord. Thank you, baby. God is good. We're gonna recognize you at the end of our service. But there are those who are, and even in our minds, sometimes we think, well, this is, why did my spouse get sick? Why did my child get sick? And it happens to us all. But individuals in here who have buried their loved ones, who've been taking care of them for long periods of time. But they're there with them. They sit with them. And the walls close in on them. And they're praying, and pray for them. And I'm telling you, that's a battle. It's a battle. As some of us get older now, our parents are getting older. And some of us we don't have any sympathy or empathy. We don't think about things, and then they happen to. How are you gonna handle it? Is your faith in God? Will you stop praying? And here, we're talking about the Christian. We're not talking about somebody out in the world. He said, it's better if God should will it so that you suffer for doing. I'd hope this, if Sister KB got down, Lord have mercy. I hope if she got down so sick I hope I don't say, well, the Lord will understand. I hope it doesn't give me an excuse to stop praying and stop studying, stop coming to church and stop treating her the way she needs to be treated, because she's my wife, because he's my husband, because not only is God watching me. See, matter of fact, all of us in here, most of us, if we live long enough, you're going to get sick. Something's gonna happen. You know, that's amazing how God, he sees all. You doing all right now, but it might be. Yeah. That's why, you know what? I'm learning. Lord have mercy. I'm learning. We need to treat people right. Because that same woman you slipping and that same man that you dogging out, that you ridiculing, and you just don't know how to do nothing. You might need him to change your diaper. If it be God's will that you do go through something,
amen.
God say, do the right thing.
Amen.
Oh boy, see, yeah, a lot of. We talking about the believer's plight. Listen, 1 Peter 4:16. But if anyone suffers as a Christian,
amen.
He's not to be ashamed. But it's to glorify God in this. See, some of us, we need some help too. We so-called doing what's right. We going through the motions. We taking care of the person. We handling our bit, but our attitude. We moping all the time. We whining all the time. Lord Jesus, help us. God says, if you suffer as a Christian, glorify God. See, this is to. Some things the preacher can preach while he's standing, but it's another thing to do it while you're laying.
Yeah.
If you're watching by way of television, I know there's some individuals right now watching right now from the hospital bed. But God would admonish you as a child of God, as a baptized believer, be a good patient.
Amen.
Be an uplifting patient. Be a motivating, be an inspiring patient. Inspire your nurses, inspire the doctors, inspire your relatives.
Amen.
Glorify God even in your suffering.
Amen.
If you're a caregiver,
amen.
If you're a caretaker,
amen.
Glorify God. We're talking about the path of the baptized believer. This takes strength. See, you want to say you're growing in the Lord.
Amen.
See, you growing. Listen to what Paul said. Now, I need to. Is that in 2 Corinthians 12:9? Paul said. He said to me. Some of you know this. When Paul had a thorn in the flesh, and he went to the Lord. 3 times, and the Bible says he begged the Lord. Now, this is Paul who probably accomplished more than any of the other apostles as far as his writings, as far as his missionary trips, and he went to the Lord and he begged the Lord. You know, some people, even in the Lord's church right now, you know, when you sick, when you, there's some people that I want to pray for me. Because I just feel like they can get a prayer up to God. Amen? Yeah, and it's not that you're playing favors in it, but you want, see, in other words, I first of all look at a person's life. That's me. Because, you know, how he talks, how he acts, how she treats his wife, how she's treating her husband. I want to know, as far as I can tell, I want to, in my eyesight, he's faithful. When you call a sister on the line, sister, baby, I need somebody to pray for me. Call somebody that's doing the Lord's work.
Amen.
Amen. Paul prayed and begged God 3 times. I'm telling you something, I prayed so hard a few times, and you know, I think about this because when times get hard, you learn how to pray. What I mean, you're not worrying about nobody around you. There've been some times that I prayed crying on my knees. And do you not know that God didn't give me the answer that I wanted? That I wanted at the time. He definitely gave me an answer. And you know, right now I can testify it was the best answer. Paul said this, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. That's what he said. See, sometimes when we're suffering, he said, my grace is sufficient for me. He says, thank you, brother. He says, for power is perfected in weakness for the Christian.
Amen.
Now, this is for the believer. power is made complete in our weakest moments.
Amen.
What do you say? See, Paul had so much talent. And even in this text, you read it, the Bible says that Paul is acting like he's talking about somebody else, but he really talking about it. He says, I was lifted up into the third heaven. God allowed me to see stuff that nobody else saw. Amen. And this is to those of us who, if you gifted and you got some talents that God gave you, and you think you all special, you ain't that special. And God know how to humble us. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what things I've learned, that trials will keep you humble. You know, I'm telling you, I've been blessed and you know, things going along, going good, and you start, you know, thinking, feeling yourself a little bit. And all of a sudden a bump comes, a hiccup comes, something God allows something to happen in your life. You know, and the scripture would say that God gave Paul this stone to keep him from not being conceited or high-minded or big-headed or being so proud of himself that God wouldn't be able to do nothing with it.
Amen.
And some of us has got talents, and be careful.
Amen.
Be careful. Remember where you got it from.
Amen.
Remember who gives the power.
Remember
who, don't ever get to a point where you think you doing good all by yourself.
Amen.
God will humble you. And see, that's even in the Christian's life. You can be studying your Bible. You can be reading your Bible. You can be a Bible school teacher. You can be an elder in the church. I don't care who you are, but you need to stay humble before God.
Amen.
And a lot of times, God will allow something. Your child gets pregnant. The Bible school teacher, the elder, the preacher, you lose your job. You get a lump on your chest. Your mother gets sick. Your husband gets sick. And you are a Christian, a baptized believer. And you ask God. And you pray to God, and you ask God, and you pray to God. And as a child of God, you got to understand. Sometimes God said, my grace is sufficient. In other words, God is saying, you're going to be all right.
Amen.
Stay with me. I know you've prayed to me, Paul. He says, because I don't want you to ever get so high-minded that you think you're doing anything on your own. For those of us that's baptized believers, the road gets bumpy. I got a couple more points. I'm going to try to finish them tonight. The road gets bumpy. It's not a rose garden all the time.
Yeah.
Especially to this group this morning, those of us that are Christians. Life, boy, I'm telling you what, life can beat on us.
Amen.
Oh, the mercy. All these twists and turns of life. Remember that your name is written in heaven. Don't let nobody, don't let circumstances, don't let the devil, don't let anyone remove you from God's role. So we extend an invitation to those that have not been baptized. You need to get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You need to be added to the body of Christ, the one you can read about in your Bible. You need to be added to the Lord's church.
Amen.
And the scripture says in Revelation 2:10, the latter part of that verse, to be faithful.
Amen.
This is the group right here this morning.
Amen.
These are the believers, the baptized. Be faithful. Come. Be faithful.
Amen.
Be faithful to the Lord. Be faithful to your wife. Be faithful to your mother, your dad. Be faithful to the church. Be faithful to your duties. Be faithful to righteousness. Be faithful to a right lifestyle.
Amen.
Be faithful. Be faithful.
Amen.
Unto death.
Amen.
It Don't take this lightly, did we? We're on a journey. Just because you're baptized don't mean you're saved forever. You hear? To our sister that was baptized, congratulations. Your journey begins. And we're members one of another to encourage each other. And that's what we're going to try to do, is encourage each other. If you hear another that wants to be baptized, you can be baptized by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, baptizing water for the forgiveness of all your sins. But if you're here and you need a prayer from the righteous, if you're here and you want to get something right, please do it right now as we stand and sing a song to you.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him.
He is presence daily.
Surrender all.
Ooh,